This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we are back with another quick instant reaction podcast here following spring football practice number 14 at the University of Miami. David Lake joined by Gabby Urrutia here. Before we dive into things, want to direct people to canesconnection.com, Miami's collective. Go support what they do. Again, the transfer portal opens here next week. They are poised to make some big time acquisitions, but your help is still needed. This is what it takes to win big in this modern age of college football. Go support them, become a member at canesconnection.com. If you become a member, type in the promo code 247 and you get 20% off your first month. All right, let's get into practice here. Again, there was no media viewing session afforded to us today, so post-practice interviews is what we'll kind of discuss today, and Mario Cristobal, Cam Ward talked, so plenty to get into from that regard. Mario Cristobal discussed kind of the format of the spring game, which will be held Saturday. He said first half's going to be live, which I assume means, you know, full tackling to the ground. And then he kind of trailed off about what's going to happen in the second half, but I would assume that means more kind of like thudding, not necessarily full tackling to the ground, which I think is kind of what they did last year in the spring game in 2023. So nothing significantly different there. He did make it clear that, look, it's going to be vanilla because these spring games now are televised and you don't want to give away too much on tape, etc., which kind of goes without saying, but he wanted that to be clear. And again, this year's spring game is held on campus. It will be at the Cobb Stadium, which is the track stadium, essentially. I'm of the understanding they're going to bring in a lot of bleachers. We are looking at Cobb Stadium right now on Thursday, and I don't see that happening yet. But I assume Friday will be a big day for that happening. And again, it's limited availabilities. It's by invite only, so unfortunately the public cannot just show up and get into the game. Why are they doing things this way? I think in general, and again I asked Mario this in this session, I think in general it just comes down to recruiting. It is easier for, you know, in general spring games are kind of just, number one, made for TV events, and number two, recruiting events. And so Mario Cristobal wants to lean into the recruiting event aspect of the spring game and be able to do that on campus, show off the UM campus, recruit as long as he wants following the spring game. and those types of things are very hard to do and organize if you are holding your spring game off campus, which Miami has traditionally done here, you know, since I've been following the spring game back to the early 2000s. So a little different vibe in that regard, but I do think from a recruiting standpoint, there is a lot of value. And yes, I do recognize it is tough for the fans that do want to go. I feel for you guys. Other guy that talked today was Cam Ward, quarterback. First time he's spoken with the media beat here since arriving at Miami. And, you know, look, I think one thing that stands out about Cam Ward is, and you know, these things don't necessarily matter on the field, but he is a guy with a pretty cool, laid-back personality. You know, he's not a quarterback robot necessarily. Seems like he's enjoying his time in South Florida and at the University of Miami in general. Did note the traffic gets old at times, which I think we can all relate to. But he said outside of that, it's been a great transition here to UM. Has a lot of good things to say in terms of the talent that he has to work with at Miami. Both at receiver, tight end. He said the offensive line is one of the big reasons why he wanted to come to Miami for his extra year of eligibility. You know, he's a guy that, you know, this year, I think these guys are the last year of these free COVID year eligibility years. So he will be a fifth-year starter at the college level between Incarnate Word, Washington State, and Miami. And it was pretty clear that Miami's offensive line and the protection they will provide him and just the general emphasis that this program puts on the offensive line was a big reason why he felt like he could come to Miami, develop his game even further with the extra year of college eligibility. So I would recommend going to InsideTheU.com and checking out that interview. Before I pass things off to Gabby here, because again, spring game, big recruiting event. It's basically the most important thing, in my opinion, of a spring game for any program. Before I hand it off to Gabby for, and he talks about some of the recruiting buzz / notes to know here on Thursday and going into the weekend, on InsideTheU.com, we're going to have a 60% off annual subscription sale. And this sale will last through the opening of the spring transfer portal window. So this sale starts on Friday, and go check that out. That gets you an annual subscription to InsideTheU.com for $43. That's, you know, $3 and change per month if you divide it out that way. And again, this is a big, big, big time in talent acquisition for Miami, because the spring game, the guys that come to the spring game, a lot of times end up in the class. It shows a high level of interest by those recruits. And number two, the transfer portal window is opening next week. And we've kind of made it clear here on the podcast that Miami is poised to land some game changer type of guys at various positions. So we'll see how that all plays out. But now is a good time to jump on at the VIP level at InsideTheU.com. 60% off. This sale goes live on Friday, lasts a handful of days, so you will have time, but jump on board, because there's going to be lots of talent acquisition news and scoop to follow over the next few weeks. All right, so Gabby, take us through what we need to know from a recruiting standpoint on Thursday and going into the weekend.
Yeah, we'll start here on Thursday. Not big, but notable recruits on campus. Got to start with Malik Autry. David, I think we were talked about earlier, I think before spring, we were talking about some of our favorite prospects that we've kind of seen, or, you know, just went over it. Malik Autry was my favorite defensive, you know, prospect that I had watched or seen, you know, in this class of 2025. I think he's a really big deal as an interior defensive lineman. Listed at 6'5.5", 320 pounds, so just checks off all those boxes as far as size and mass. He's committed to Auburn, has been committed to Auburn for quite some time. And I think this is his first real in-depth look at Miami, looking at UCF, Florida. Seems like he's looking at USC, potentially some others. But, you know, Miami getting a big opportunity to host the big-time Auburn commit on the fringe of five-star status for us at 24/7 Sports. So Malik Autry is definitely the headliner of, you know, Thursday's practice session, potentially just a headliner for the entire week. He's that good of a prospect. Miami also has a couple other guys on campus. Brandon Brown, an interior defensive lineman out of Melbourne, Ugalde. That's how you say it, right? Ugalde. He committed to the University of Texas. You know, so he's an interior name who's been around Miami a ton. To kind of keep in mind, Miami also has Deshaun Ford out of the state of Louisiana, and you know how Miami loves Louisiana prospects, and he's a big running back. I mean, he's listed at 5'11", 200 pounds. He honestly looks taller than 5'11", and I would bet he's in that, again, 195, you know, 200-pound range right now, potentially even a little bit bigger than that. So honestly impressed by his, you know, kind of, you know, physical, you know, standing, I guess, at this stage of his development. But yeah, this weekend, David, and you said it, having this thing on campus, the spring game on campus, you know, recruiting is the driving force of that. It is, of course, a lot easier to have kids on campus and just transition them from, you know, whether that be the facility or the meeting rooms, and just get them right around here. So again, it is unfortunate for the fans, but Mario Cristobal, again, the talent acquisition process is at a premium. And, you know, again, if you're a fan of the program, this is a good thing for the program, because this is, makes their talent acquisition process easier and helps keep things running smoothly, just having these guys on campus. So, you know, it is a sacrifice for some of the fan base. But again, I think this is a positive for the program as they look to acquire talent. It's going to be a big weekend. We don't have all of the names so far that are coming in, but some of the more notable ones that we know of right now, Florida State commit Solomon Thomas, the number one ranked interior offensive lineman in the country. He's going to be down at the spring game. We know Nate Marshall, one of their top defensive targets out of the Chicago area, top 247 defensive lineman. He's going to be down. We know we're going to get Byron Lewis, the Plantation American Heritage running back. He's going to be back down. I mean, he's probably, I would say at this point, the top running back target on the board for Miami. Of course, there are a couple others in the mix there, but Byron Lewis is as coveted as any of them. Miami's going to get some more tight end prospects on campus. They're going to have Hayden Bradley. They're going to have Hollis Davidson, an Auburn commit. Auburn commit. He's going to be down on campus. And then Andrew Olish, another top 247 tight end prospect out of the state of Pennsylvania. It's going to be loaded. You know, there's going to be, again, plenty of names expected to roll through. There will be much more, you know, over the coming days, potentially later on today, of course, into Friday. Would absolutely encourage everyone to take advantage of that 60% off promo, because there is just going to be an absolute ridiculous amount of recruiting stuff coming out of the weekend, and definitely when the transfer portal you know, opens up, we are going to be all over that. So a good time to jump on board, and it's going to be a fun weekend down in Coral Gables. Excited to get this thing rolling.
All right, we'll get out of here on that. Again, go check out and support Canes Connection at canesconnection.com. 20% off your first month membership there with the promo code 247. Till next time, take care.